those who need to go to the nursery to follow her. All right, let's give one more round of applause for us all. You know, if we're out punching, I have a swing in our backyard. And if we're out there and we look up, or she looks up, I should say, and sees one little thing of lightning, she's like, we got to go in. I said, why? We're swinging on a metal swing. What do you need to go in for? What's the deal here? But sometimes, folks, we can look out and see the storm coming. And yet, we just stay out. And then we get caught in the storm. And then we wonder, why did we do that? Always understand something, folks. When there's a storm, find shelter. Does that make sense? Anybody got common sense? Well, in the storms in our life, it's the same way. How do we find shelter? We find it through several things. Prayer, church attendance, and reading God's Word. Everybody said?
Amen.
All right. So that's going to lead into what we're going to talk about. How to. All right. Let's go over to Larry. Look at Hebrews 4:12. For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit. Man, this sword sounds awful, don't it? And the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Every time I go to the doctor, that seems like what he tells me. That sounds like maybe arthritis. That sounds like all kinds of stuff, doesn't it? Now, understand. But that wasn't funny. Why are you guys awake? I thought that was, every time I go to the doctor, I get this kind of thing. Everybody say, oh, that's cute, preacher.
Oh, that's cute.
Oh, that's cute. All right. The Word of God. Here's what's neat about the Word of God. And believe me, now today we can read the Word of God on anything. We don't have to have a Bible. If you got a computer, you got a Bible. If you got an iPad, you got a Bible. You know, we even got it up there on the screen now. But any time that you go to read God's Word, it's not always there just to bring you comfort. Although God's Word can always bring me comfort. But it's also there to do something else. To challenge me and even convict me. Now, this all talks about powerful, quick, sharp, piercing, asunder, joints, discerner, heart. Wow. Now, I say this a lot of times. You know what the best teacher is? It's not me. Now, I know from a spiritual side was the right answer to that, but you know what the best teacher is, really? Pain. Think about that one. If I do something that causes me pain, and if I go back and do it again, then you know we got to do something with you. You got to put you in a room all by yourself or something. Pain is the best teacher. I promise you, if you ever do something and it causes you pain, you're going to want to try not to ever do that again. Because most of us don't like pain. I don't like it. I don't care whether it's physical, spiritual, mental. I don't like pain. Period. So if I know, if I take a hammer and hit my hand, that it's going to cause me pain, I shouldn't do it. Now, does that make sense so far? You've done it before, haven't you, Brian? It's painful, isn't it? See, Brian's done it more than once. So, Judy, you need to go put him in the hospital somewhere or something.
Same thing.
Pain is a tremendous teacher. Here's all that the writer of Hebrews is saying is that the Word of God, that when we use pain spiritually, here's another word we use called conviction. Spiritual pain is called conviction. Are you with me so far? Say amen.
Amen.
When we read God's word, and if you read it enough, read it daily, it's going to give you conviction. And that is a good thing. Because sometimes I need conviction to lead and guide me in life so that I don't get hurt. Because there is no worse pain than knowing that God is angry with you.
Amen.
I have felt that. And I don't care what kind of physical pain I feel, but I know God's angry with me. I know it. And it doesn't mean He doesn't love me. That's what my parents would say to me all the time. We're going to beat you, but it's because we love you. You know, back in the 50s and 60s, parents were allowed to do that. Okay? Today, you don't do that kind of stuff. Can't do that kind of stuff. They'll put you away. Give your children to someone else. Now, I'm not going to get on soapbox, but it could be the reason why we're in the shape we're in today.
Amen.
You know, because I knew that when pain came along, there was a reason for it. It got my attention. That's what you have to do with people who are hard-headed. Most people are hard-headed. Most children, hard-headed. Okay? We are, because we want to do things our way. Our way. So we have to understand that when we do things our way, when something goes wrong, then we have to answer for it.
Right.
And answering for something is hard. I didn't like it when I was a child. I will tell you the truth, I don't like it as an adult. But that's the way life is. Spiritually, it's the same way, folks. When you step out of line with God, then He's going to set you down. And it may be a whipping. I don't know what it's going to be. But He's going to set you down and He's going to get your attention.
Amen.
And that's simply all this is doing. It's telling us that the Word of God will get your attention if you understand it, read it, study it like you should. I want the Word of God to get my attention because something needs to get my attention to keep me on what Jesus called the straight and narrow way to heaven. Everybody said amen.
Amen.
Give the Lord a hand of applause. What'd you change scriptures for?
I did.
Okay, let's go to the next scripture.
That's what I thought.
I love Psalms. Everybody been around me enough to know that Psalms and Proverbs are two of the best. Psalms is a way of praising God, and in Proverbs, some of the greatest advice you'll find anywhere. Look what it says. Psalms 119. A lot of people have memorized this over here. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I may not sin against thee. Thy word. Listen, the more you read God's word, the more you know it. The more you study it, the more you know it. The more you know it, the more you memorize it. And next thing you know, it becomes a part of your life. And next thing you know, when you go to do something against the will of God, certain scriptures will even pop in your mind and say, hey, you don't want to do that. Hey, that's against God's way. Hey, well, that's what Satan would love for you to do. Understand something. See this last phrase? That I may not sin against thee. Here's what that means is. We all know that we're all sinners saved by grace. What that means is that if I hide His word in my heart, the more respect and love I'm going to have for God. And let me tell you something. God responds to love and respect. That's why He's kept me alive today. It's because at some point in time I've learned to love and respect Him. Believe me, I'm not a perfect person. Don't say amen to that, but I'm not a perfect person.
Amen.
Amen. So there you go. All right? But God knows that I love Him. God knows that I've put my life in His hands many times. And I stand before you, not because of me, but because of the grace of God. I've told you that 1,000 times. Because it's exactly the reason that I'm here today. It says, I will delight myself in thy statutes. Statutes is another word for words. And I will not forget thy word. I will delight. I get joy out of studying God's word. Now, some people, here's the excuse that some people give me about reading God's word. Because I've heard this, don't tell how many times. I don't understand it. Words are too big. I'm not a Bible scholar. Bible scholar. Say that 10 times. See how you don't have to be a Bible scholar to study God's word. Here is the greatest teaching and advice that you can get about reading God's word and then going to the next level called studying God's word. Is before you do it, set your mind. Get into a habit. Make sure it's something that you do. Make sure you got clarity. You know, a lot of people say that they read the Bible just before they go to sleep. If I did that, I wouldn't remember nothing. Because I'm sleepy when it's time to go to sleep. And nothing puts me to sleep faster than reading. So I don't do it at nighttime. I do it when I'm more alert. Okay? You need to be alert. And then you pray this. You say, Father, I'm getting ready to read your word. Make it come alive on the page. I want to understand it. I want to feel it. Now, there are no less than about 50 translations out here today of God's word. Now, I know that a lot, I was raised traditionally on the King James Version. And I've got 5 Bibles that are King James. I read it all the time. But I've got probably 40 Bibles, and the rest of them are all kinds of different translations. When I go to study, I may read the King James, and then I may go to something else. Because I want to get really a clear view on what is being said. There's enough translations out here today, even if you're almost illiterate, you can still understand God's word if you can read it all. But you've got to find it, look for it. And Bibles are not cheap, but believe me, we invest in everything else. Alright? So invest in a Bible that you like. And if you can't read the small print, get one, they make them today and take a print that you want. Now the Bible may be this big if the print's this big, but that's okay. Okay? Get something where you know good well, you understand it. Now if you come to church, believe me, there's not a time that we have service that I don't put God's word up on the screen. Because I want you to see it. If we're not here to study God's word, I don't know what we're here to do. It's fine to have fellowship. It's fine for the music. But it's all about coming together and understanding God's word. That's what we're here for. My number one job is to make sure that anything I put up on this screen, you understand it before you leave here. That's my number one job on this planet. Give the Lord a hand of applause. All right, Brother Larry. Now, I really want you to understand this. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Who said it? Well, Luke wrote it. Jesus said it. What did he mean? Everything, this word heaven, when you look in the Greek, means clouds, sky. Okay? It's not the heaven that you and I are going to for eternity. All this is saying is, the world in which we know it one day is not going to be no more. Now, we've had enough study in Revelation to know that's true. And let me tell you something. Every time I look at a paper, read the internet, look at the news, I'm thankful to God one day this place is going to go away. Amen. As we know it. Because this world is a mess. And it's going to get worse. I'm telling you right now, all the stuff that's going on, I say this time after time, and I say it more for the people who watch me on the internet, because I don't know how much of them go to church. You keep your eyes on the Middle East. Keep your eyes there, because that's where everything's happening. Alright? China's got a lot to play in this. Russia's got a lot to play in this. It's all being set, people, getting ready for the coming of Jesus. I promise you that. And if you don't believe it, you can read it for yourself. I'm telling you, it's all set in motion one day. That what we know of is as bad as going to go away. And Jesus is coming back to make it right.
Amen.
You don't want to have a lot. But here's the greatest promise. But my word shall not pass away.
Amen.
Everything in God's word is going to be true. And not only is it going to be true in our lifetime, it's going to be true for eternity. Because what Jesus says is all true. Not only now, but for eternity. But everything else is gone away. Now, I can make this personal. You can say this. When Roger Hodge passes away, I know that his words are going to take me home. Because his presence never passes away. This old flesh of mine is going to give out one day. But where I'm going to for eternity, what Jesus has promised me, when he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, those words will last forever and ever and ever. Give them all a hand of applause. Understand, that is a tremendous promise. And that is only promised to people who are Christian people, who know Jesus, who believe in him. And understand this one day, no matter what's going on in your life, understand this. Heaven and earth one day will pass away, but your belief in Jesus will last forever and ever and ever. When the old body gives way, Jesus is going to take over. What a day that's going to be when my Jesus, I shall see. Give the Lord one more hand of applause. Michael begins to play as every head is bowed, every eye is closed. Father, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, your grace. Your grace will abound forever. Father, my prayer is if there's anybody within the sound of my voice, whether they're here in our congregation or watching me by internet, if they don't know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, Father, today is the day of salvation. God's word is powerful. It teaches us the way to the cross. Father, may we believe that today. And all we have to do is invite Jesus into our heart and just literally say, Jesus, I'm a sinner. Please come into my heart and forgive me. I want to be a Christian. And I want to live with you forever. In Jesus' name. That's all you have to do. You got to be serious about it. You got to mean it. Find you a good church home. Get in it. Go where someone preaches the truth. To our people here, every day we need Jesus. Every day. Father, give us that strength that we understand it. Father, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, we love you. We thank you. Bless these moments. In Jesus' name, as every head is bowed and every eye is closed, would you come in the name of Jesus?